At news time, 12 teams have made it into the UConn Quest halfway point at Dawson City. The latest to arrive are Dries Jacobs, who made it in about an hour ago, and Norman Cassavant, who arrived around 3 p.m. today. Hans Scott, a three-time past Quest champ, took the halfway prize gold last night by throwing down an impressive run between the last checkpoint at Eagle and Dawson. He covered the 150-mile stretch in 22 hours, 41 minutes, a likely but unconfirmed record. Four-time past Quest winner Lance Mackey and last year's runner-up Hugh Neff trailed Gatt into Dawson by 3 hours. Zach Steer and Ken Anderson were another 3 hours behind. Mackey says he isn't shaken by Gatt's bold run into Dawson and midway point lead.
That means nothing at the moment. I came in here a few years ago, over 2 hours behind the leader in fifth place with a 10-dog team, and I won that race. So
Mackey says top three teams all have similar speed and predicts an exciting battle over the second half of the race. Hugh Neff says the two former race champions are dictating the pace.
I'm hanging out with the two greatest, most dominant champion mushers in the history of the Quest, so I'm just enjoying the moment.
Neff had 11 dogs coming into Dawson. Gatt and Mackey had 13. Mushers take a mandatory 36-hour break in Dawson where handlers are allowed to care for their dogs. Start differentials are also made up for. Gatt is eligible to leave Dawson at 6:35 tomorrow morning. Neff can go out at 9:07 a.m. and Mackey at 9:28 tomorrow. The race has still yet to see a scratch with all 24 teams that started still on the trail. Another unconfirmed but likely record in the Quest's 27-year history.